Review committee to order. Today's date is January 5th, 2024. The time is 7:31 a.m. And the purpose of this meeting is to substantially review the psychologist applications listed on the agenda for today. Ms. Fox, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Madam Chair. Dr. Catarino?
Present.
Dr. Medina?
Present.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, now we're going to go out of order, and I'd like to call the first area is requesting approval to sit for EPPP only. We do have three candidates, but I'd like to start with the third, Dr. Polk. I don't know if we can do this because you're recused, right? Okay, so this might have to go to the full board. The other question with Dr. Polk is the removal for the temporary license application. Can we do that with just me, or do we still need both?
Yes, everything would have to go to the full board for consideration.
Okay, well, sorry, Dr. Polk. Hopefully we'll see you at the next meeting of the full board.
And Madam Chair, staff anticipated this would be the case, so we are already making those preparations.
Okay. If I may, Madam Chair, committee, Dr. Polk, what this means is that because Dr. Medina needed to recuse from reviewing your application is being forwarded to the board for the board meeting next Friday, January 12th, for substantive review by the board instead.
Thank you so much for explaining that. I appreciate it, Kathy. Thank you, everyone, for your time.
Thank you. Well, we're going to skip way down to F, and we have Dr. Tuft, I see, who's present, requesting approval for licensure by universal recognition. Dr. Medina, would you like to just review generally his records? We don't need to go into detail.
Yes. Absolutely, Madam Chair.
And good morning, Dr. Tuft.
Good morning, Dr. Tuft. Great to have you here. Dr. Tuft is requesting approval for licensure by universal recognition. Dr. Tuft is licensed in the state of Arkansas. I did not see anything that would prevent this application from moving forward. There was some documentation supplied from many, many years ago, over 20 years ago. And that would be my...
Yes. Yeah, I was not able to read the... I heard there was something new put in, and I was not able to see that. But based on everything I read, this event was so many years ago, and it was sort of... It was dismissed by the board, and nothing is on his record. So I would agree that we approve Dr. Tuft's application.
So there is that. Do we make a motion, or do we have?
No, we have to wait for the other person in this category, okay. I believe. And I will try to pull up Dr. Cuevas, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I think she's present or not. No. Okay. Well, Dr. Cuevas was licensed previously in New York and then is currently licensed in California. She's from, she has a degree from University of Levine in California to 2012. Her license is current there. She has the self-query form. So I believe that everything is in order. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree, Dr. Catarino. Did not see anything of concern in the application.
Okay, so at this point, we both agree on both of the applicants for F, those requesting approval for licensure by universal recognition. I'd like to make a motion that we approve Dr. Desiree Cuevas and Dr. Alan Tuft for licensure in Arizona. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, I believe that this motion is passed, And there's no problem with those two candidates and Dr. Tuff.
Sorry, you're muted.
I'm sorry?
I think Jean is trying to say something.
There was a motion and a second, but no vote.
We have to vote.
Oh, sorry. Okay, do we have a vote? Do we agree that Dr. Desiree Cuevas and Dr. Alan Tuft can receive approval for licensure under universal recognition? Dr. Medina?
Aye, yes.
And Dr. Carino? Aye. So the motion is passed. Okay, anything you would like to say, Dr. Tuft? Well, I think you're muted. I'm sorry, sir.
We cannot hear you. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're muted.
There we go. It took five clicks to get unmuted. But anyway, I just wanted to say thank you very much. I appreciate your work and especially showing up for a meeting at 7:30 in the morning.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. Hope to see you.
I'll go out of the meeting now. Thank you very much.
Hope to see you in the future. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. Now, let's see who else is present. Okay, Dr. Ariel. Mm-hmm. Let me see where that is. Ariel Shemes. Dr. Shemes, is that you? Are you muted, Dr. Shemes?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, would you mind turning on this your photo, or are you uncomfortable with that?
I'm just using my phone, actually, right now, because I wasn't able to get anything set up in time.
Okay. And you don't have the visual capability on the phone?
No, it's audio only, Madam Chair.
Okay. Okay. I'll take this. Dr. Shemes is a graduate of Midwestern in May of 2023. She has an APA-approved internship at Southwest Behavioral of 2,000 hours. She has extensive practica that appear to be correctly supervised, two recommendations, and a self-query form. I didn't see any problems with this application. What do you think, Dr. Medina?
Yes, I did not see anything that raised any concern.
Okay. Now, my thing keeps going off. Okay. So in that category, we have several. Another person in that category is Dr. Thomas. Good morning, Dr. Thomas. Are you present?
Yes, I am here. Thank you.
Hey, would you like to take Dr. Thomas's application?
Certainly, Madam Chair. So Dr. Emily Thomas graduated with a PhD in counseling and school psychology from NAU, which is an APA-accredited program, in October 2023. Completed her internship at Southwest Behavioral and Health Services in September 2023, submitted also the required number of hours for practica, and they meet all the required criteria.
Okay.
And I did not see anything that raised any concerns. Everything seems to be in order.
Okay. So let me pick another person from this category. I agree with you on that case. Okay, Dr. Rosalba Mada. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's present, but I guess not. Well, she has a degree from Walden University. This is a reapplication. There's been a previous attempts at the EPPP. She does have the education. She does have the internship and practica. At this point, with the number of attempts, she needs to have a very comprehensive training plan. And I see that there is a training plan included, but it appears to be, from what I could see, the exact same training plan that was submitted in 2023 and was not proven to be successful. So I'm wondering if there needs to be a more in-depth week-by-week training plan. What are your thoughts, Dr. Medina?
I agree with your assessment. I had exactly the same comments. I was not seeing how this training plan, how this training plan that was submitted was substantially different or added to what was previously done. And that was going to be my question if Dr. Alba was here, but she is not here. So I do agree that I think that we need something more comprehensive that outlines the differences in her plan this time around.
Okay, so we may need to either, with this point of this would, I don't know if we would approve today. I don't know if this goes to the full board. Is that, or this would be another meeting of our committee?
That would come back to the committee. Staff will notify the applicant that a more detailed plan is necessary. Do you want the applicant present? Do you have questions? It sounds like maybe Dr. Medina did.
I think so, yes. What do you think, Dr. Medina?
Yes, I agree. I think that it would be helpful to have Ms. Alba present. Dr. Mada, present at the next meeting.
Okay.
So, Madam Chair, what staff will do is we will draft the FAIR letter, and the FAIR letter will encompass what documentation you articulate that you want to be submitted. And then the FAIR letter can also indicate that her presence for an interview is requested at the next meeting. So we'll draft that and send it to you for your review, approval, and signature.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
Dr. Medina, would you go on to Dr. Fenn Salix?
Yes, Dr. Fenn Salix graduated from Alliant International University in San Francisco in 2023, completed an internship, APA accredited internship at Southwest Behavioral and Health Services, also in 2023. And submitted hours that fulfill the requirement for licensure in terms of three practica placements. So I don't see any reason, anything to deny it.
Okay, yeah, I agree. Okay. Also in this category, we have Dr. Jacqueline Hansberger, and she has a degree from Capella, I believe, in clinical psychology, granted in September 21. She has a total of hours, internship of 2,000 hours, and then total postdoc, 4,035, two recommendations and a self-query. So I didn't see any concerns. Her internship was not APA or APIC accredited, but and I don't know if Capella is, but she has all the coursework. So I would agree to approve this unless you have concerns.
I don't have any concerns, and Dr. Hansberg already has a temporary license, so I take that as that her education had already been reviewed by the committee at some point.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So my thing keeps going on and off. So let me see. My our next person in this category is, would you want to pick one? Because I can't, yeah. I lost the.
Is it Dr. Godsey?
Yes, that's who I thought it was. Yes. Oh, gee. Trying to be all techie today. And it didn't work. So yes, Dr. Godsey, please.
Yes. And Dr. Godsey, so this comes to us after a formal additional information request was submitted. It was a request
requested for an updated internship verification form, internship agreement, and the training program. The documents and that the training program included interaction with other psychology trainees. The documentation was submitted by Dr. DiNoto, the supervisor. The only thing I have here noted, it's in the verification form. Let's see. Hold on. Let me go to page 6. On page 6 of the package, so yes, in the supervised psychology internship or training experience verification in question 3, both yes and no are both checked. And so while, you know, that and that maybe just the hours are correctly listed, you know, down below in a letter where things are specified. So, I mean, I just wanted to make a note of that. I don't know if that's enough since we have the letter that has the actual dates and hours. And it's, yeah, you know, that could be just a, or I don't know that that's enough to request a correction on that.
Well, I wonder, Dr. Folks, could we just ask, I mean, Ms. Kathy, could we ask for a correction, or how would we?
Madam Chair, committee members, in the past, the committee has requested what looks like a typo to be corrected. And if it's corrected and is the corrected in the manner you expect it to be, it can go on the consent agenda. If it were otherwise, it would be an item on the board agenda.
Well, that's what I thought it could go. I thought that we could, if we get the correction in time for the meeting, it could just be a full board question, if you agree. Okay. So I believe those are all the candidates in that category.
Mm-hmm.
Let me double check. So I would like to make a motion that we approve the applications of Emily Thomas, Jacqueline Hansberger, Dr. Shemes, Dr. Salix, at this point. Do I hear a motion to that effect, Dr. McGee?
And do we include in this motion then also including in the consent agenda, Dr. Godsey, if we receive the form on time?
I didn't know if we need to make a second separate motion, but we can maybe as an addendum.
You could include that as part of your recommendation to approve, assuming that the information is received on time.
Okay. So would you like to make that motion, please?
Well, it is your motion. It's just including also that then we include Dr. Godsey in the consent agenda if we receive the corrected form on time.
Okay.
And Madam Chair, committee members, additionally, when there's a fair, you can also add in that to the motion and a formal request for additional information as noted previously.
Okay. So that would be the request for additional information for Dr. Godsey or the one for Dr. Mata, I thought it would be separate.
Oh, sorry, Mata. My mistake.
Can we include hers too?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was going to make that a separate motion. Okay. So in the motion, I mentioned Dr. Mata's that we request additional information.
And I will include in the motion the request, the fair letter request for the more detailed training plan and Dr. Mata's attendance at the next meeting.
Okay. I second the motion. We take a vote. Dr. Medina?
Aye.
And Dr. Caterino, yes. So we are improving those applicants for the requesting to take the EPPP and licensure with the exception of further information from Dr. Mata and Dr. Gatsi. Is that correct? Okay. Okay, next category. Do we have, I'm sorry, I don't have a name for you, ma'am. There's a person at the bottom. We don't have a name. Oh. Is there anyone else present?
The only people I see is Dr. Hansberger. We already reviewed that application. Dr. Shamesh, if I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing the Shamesh, I believe. And we reviewed that application as well.
I have no name on mine, so I wasn't sure. Oh. Okay, yeah. So there's no one else present for that. So we can now continue to go in order. Okay. The next category then would be requesting approval to sit for EPPP only. And I could take Dr. Weston Baker. And he has a degree from Midwestern from August 23. He has an internship done at the VA, and that's APA approved program. He also has postdoc hours. He has two references and the query. So I see nothing of concern in this application. Do you have any concerns?
I do not.
Okay. Would you please take Dr. Diana Chavez?
Sure. Dr. Chavez graduated from Adler University with a PsyD in clinical psychology in November of 2022. It's an APA accredited program. Completed internship and postdoc both at Southwest Behavioral Health Services, and the internship is APA accredited. It has the two references and a query. I do not see any concerns with this application.
Okay, then, and we have decided that number three, Dr. Polk, we cannot discuss at this time. So all I'd right. like to make a motion that we approve the request from Dr. Baker and Dr. Chavez to sit for the EPPP. Do I hear a second to this motion?
Second.
And we take a vote. Dr. Medina, what is your aye. Vote? Aye. And I also say aye. So we've completed Section A, and those two candidates are approved to sit for the EPPP. We've gone over Section B. Now we're on Section C. The first name there would be, maybe you want to take Dr. Kerry Borgadas.
I wanted to make sure. This morning I realized I do have a conflict. So now number four, I have to recuse myself as well.
I saw that. I was going to ask you.
I'm at that age that names sound familiar, but I don't recall exactly where I know that. Sorry.
I know there was one person, I think that you had been for 1 month, I believe, at your facility. Is that who it
yes,
is?
Yes, correct. So okay. I'm recusing from that one. But I can take, Carrie, did you want me to take Dr. Bogardus?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so Dr. Bogardus graduated from the Chicago School of Professional Psychology in San Diego. And completed in 2023. I don't think this is, I did not make a note here, but I don't think it's an APA accredited program.
Well, I didn't see that it was, but I was surprised because the other Chicago schools are. And I was going to ask if Kathy had any information because sometimes she has a list of what programs are approved. Do you have any information regarding the approval?
Madam Chair, committee members, my understanding with this one is that there was a change with this school, and it's not the same Chicago School of Professional Psychology. It's just now the Chicago School.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay.
Well, I, yes. Yes, it's not IPA, but hold on, let me pull it up. Then the candidate that I believe submitted, a list of where the courses fit in to all the required areas. They seem to meet criteria. The candidate completed an internship at Choose Health and Happiness, and it's currently completing a postdoc at the same facility. Okay, so then this was the candidate that the wrong dates are listed. If you look on page 71 of the packet, we need to request verification. Okay, so that's the letter. Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Sorry. So when we look, that's the letter with the correct dates. The letter, the dates listed for internship, this is on page 64 in the supervised psychology internship or training experience verification. The dates are incorrect. It lists from August 15th, 2023 to August 3rd, 2023. So in this application, I, like in the previous one we discussed, I would request a corrected form. In the letter, though, that you can see on page 71, the correct dates are listed.
Okay.
For the experience. So, you know, it's a matter of just correcting that year. I get it. That's it. And then that's all I have for that application. So for that one, that would be my comment to request the letter. So approve pending that we receive the corrected verification form by the time we meet at the board meeting.
Okay, so we can approve it if we get the information in time.
Save the form.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have the next one would be Dr. Krista Perdue. And
Madam Chair, I just admitted Dr. Bogardis to the meeting. So she wasn't here for the entire review of her application. It's your prerogative if you want to, you know, indulge her and, you know, quickly summarize what your review found.
Dr. Medina, would you mind?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, maybe you could fill her in on what you just stated.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Bogardis. So we reviewed the application and there are wrong dates listed in the internship verification form. So if those dates are corrected and we receive it by before our board meets, the application will be approved.
Okay.
But we need to receive that from this internship supervisor.
You want to mention the date, the page number or the form?
Well,
exactly?
I don't know that they have. It's the form that Dr. Davis filled out. And I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's,
so she can find it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Madam Chair, board staff will correspond with her.
Oh, okay. I just wanted her to be clear what the problem was.
They just list that it started August 15th, 2023, and it ended August 3rd, 2023. So the dates do not coincide. They do have correct dates listed later on.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll have him update that as soon as I get home.
Do you know if your program was APA accredited? Not that it has to be, but we just wanted to know. Okay.
It was, yeah.
The question we didn't know.
But I know that it does follow the APA guidelines because I believe that it is trying to get approved for APA. So all of the stuff that, you know, the exams and everything and the classes structure is supposed to be structured after an APA program. So yes.
I've seen that called APA aligned now.
So. Yeah. I believe that's correct.
Okay. So your application will be, we need to get that information before next week when our board meeting you have
Okay,
any
great. Yeah,
questions?
I'm currently in Colorado, but we're coming back today from vacation, so I will follow up with my email tonight and forward along to him when I get home.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very
Okay,
much.
thank you for attending. Okay, our next case is Dr. Purdue, Krista Purdue. Is she present? No. Okay, so this applicant is a graduate of Midwestern and was in August of 23. She has an internship and the credit hours. And the internship hours, she has two references. She has a self-query form. I didn't see any problems with this one.
No concerns either.
Okay. And next one is the one you can't do, correct?
Number three and number four, I cannot do. Number three is Dr. Polk again. And then number four is Dr. Rodriguez. So, no.
Okay, so those two will have to go to the full board.
Correct.
Okay, would you like to make a motion for this group?
Sure. I move that let's see, hold on. Because we have a few things. that Dr. Borgata's application is included in the consent agenda if we receive the corrected form for the internship verification form in a timely manner. We move that it's approved, and then we move to approve the application for Dr. Krista Purdue for the supervised license, and then Dr. Polk and Dr. Rodriguez will be reviewed by the full board on the 12th.
Okay, wonderful. I second the motion. Everyone in agreement, say aye.
Aye.
And any disagreements? No. Okay, so with that is the information for that group. Our next group are those requesting approval for licensure by waiver. Well, first to Dr. Sophie Pinkerton. And she has passed the triple P. She's got a PhD from U of A. She has an internship, and she has the correct number of hours, an APA internship. She has two recommendations and self-query form. I didn't see any concerns at all here.
No concerns either.
Okay. What about Dr. Anthony Bean?
So I have a question with Dr. Bean. I know that there was a request for more information in regarding to courses and credit hours submitted. And
Yes.
so Dr. Bean responded by providing the CPQ. And so my question is, I guess, to Kathy, or if in the past, so does this fulfill that requirement? Do we then accept that in later?
Well, I think that then it would put him in a different category, because if he wants to be in this requirement, even though if I look at the courses, I added up everything and I still see areas where he doesn't have the 5 hours requiring when we look at quarter hours or, so it doesn't seem to or come up to the right number of hours in some areas. So then he just recently got the CPQ, I see, and then that would mean approval by credential, which is a different category. So I looked for that, and I don't see that he has everything. I didn't see a photo, for example. So I would suggest that he apply. His best bet to get accepted would be to apply under credential, approval by credential.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Kathy, do you have any comments?
Madam Chair, Dr. Medina, we have not had anyone who was approved using the exam and licensure, the waiver application with a credential. I do not believe our statutes allow for it, but that would be a Jean question.
If it is the committee's desire, you can request that he provide the core program requirements form as it was originally requested, or you can allow him to make a change in his application to credential. I believe he's been licensed more than 5 years, so I think he would qualify. But again,
yes, the license dates are in Iowa, June, and Virginia were June of 23, but in Texas, September of 16. So he has 7 years.
Yeah, he's been licensed long enough, but that would be up to the committee. With Jean's advice, I don't know what is allowed on that.
The committee would have the authority or discretion to suggest to him to switch the application to credential or to by credential.
Yeah. And per board policy, the committee would have to make the recommendation for a change since it was administratively complete and has been in substantive review.
Okay, so my question then would be, so he doesn't have to withdraw the application, or would he on this category and then resubmit by credential? Is that then the correct?
I believe so. Okay. And he needs to have all the materials needed, like the photo, for example, when we go by credential.
Dr. Caterino, we do have the photo. All of
this. I went through many pages and I didn't see that.
Oh. We don't include it anymore. When we switched to Thentia, that was one of the things that was considered administrative in nature. So I checked to make sure we have the photo, but it is not included in the file.
Oh, good, because we're so big, and I looked for that photo. Okay, so that's what we'll suggest for him, that he would best bet for him, because I don't see the correct hours. His best chance of getting licensed would be to apply under removing his application from this category and resubmitting with all the appropriate materials under credential. And do we have to vote on that, or is that okay?
I think there's a consensus that that's what the committee is requesting, and an understanding by staff that would be his best alternative.
Okay. And then we have Dr. Wolf. So Dr. Wolf indicated that she has a degree in PhD from Oklahoma State in school psych, 2018. I have a question here. So she had her internship, then she has now some postdoc information, which is a school psych program, 2015 to 2017. On that form, it says that her title is a licensed psychologist. And I was concerned about that. And then I looked up Oklahoma, just in case, because I wasn't going to look up all 50 states. But I looked up in Oklahoma, and she's not listed as being licensed there. So I was concerned about that. I also saw that the dates on the school psych program, I don't know if it's a postdoc program or whatever, is 2015 to 2017, but the forms were signed in 2023, 11/23. And I wondered about that. So do you have any other, she does have her internship, 2000 hours, APA approved program of University of Nebraska. She has the PhD program is APA approved. It's just the number of hours. And if we're counting those school psych hours there from the Osage Center, I'm concerned about the title. So do you have anything to enlighten us, Kathy?
Madam Chair, I didn't catch that about the title. I didn't realize she did that. But if it was a school psych, it could be that we'd need to probably look into it. But in Nebraska, perhaps she has a school psych certification or licensure.
Did you see any place where she is licensed somewhere else?
Yes, she's licensed in Minnesota.
Oh, and check Minnesota.
Licensed in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that in the original packet, or is that what you added?
No, that was what I said this morning when I saw your email this morning.
Okay.
This particular packet, I must have gotten distracted before completing it because it was missing the references, the MPDB, and the information about her license and her ECCC score, and those have all been added to the file.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to look this morning. I did see your email. Okay, so Dr. Medina, were you able to see the completed file?
I saw, let's see, well, if it was, I reloaded all my stuff this morning. So it wasn't a separate file, correct?
Correct.
It's the same added file.
Yeah. So then I guess I saw it. Yes, I have here in my notes, she's licensed in Minnesota. I did have that. And there is the Minnesota Board of Psychology. I did miss what you said about the title. I saw the ECCC score. I didn't see the title discrepancy.
Well, let's look at that together. It was on her page of the school psych hours that she put in. I don't know the page right now, but I think that that is a concern that she's listed incorrectly because when did she have the license? What was the date of the license?
Of the Minnesota license?
Yes.
It says September 6, 2019.
Okay, so here's the question. The form was signed the 2023, okay? And then the actual hours were put in between 2015 and 2017. So yes, now by the signature date, she has a license. But at the time when she was the intern, she did not have a license. So Jean, it's confusing to me. What do you think about this?
And I'm not as familiar with the file as you guys are. So, Kathy, is this something that we have come across previously?
Yes, Madam Chair, committee members. Jean, I think what we're talking about is this post-experience training plan.
Yes, exactly.
And that particular practicum, they did not have a training plan. So as per precedent, she was allowed to create a new training plan with her supervisor. And so it was signed, like you said, at November 30th, 2023. I don't see on the training plan that she lists herself as a licensed psychologist.
Okay, I did see that. It may have been, it's on here somewhere. Hang on. I couldn't find the page numbers, but it's there.
Kathy, I have a question. And then does that mean the new date? I'm sorry. The 72 months, because I think candidates have 72 months to complete that training plan retroactively, correct?
No. That's just completing the actual practicum.
Oh, practicum. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's just unusual because she has these, she didn't seem to have hours listed from the practicum. It was done after. I mean, this form was done after she graduated, but I guess she did the hours before she graduated.
Yes. Yeah. So you can complete the, yeah, you can do the training plan after.
Okay. I'm looking for where it says licensed. It was on a handwritten form.
Madam Chair, I think we're looking at page 20, which is the site verification form, the pre-internship site. And it does say applicant's working title, licensed psychologist.
Yes, it's on the, where I see it, it's on the pre-internship site form, page 2 of 3. I don't know if that's page 20. I can't see that. Yes, it is page 20 and it's at the top.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says applicant's working title, licensed psychologist.
Okay, she may have misunderstood when she filled that out. This part is filled out by the applicant and then verified by the Director of Clinical Training at her program. If it is the committee's wish, you could issue a request for additional information and ask that this be corrected, and it would come back to the committee once we receive a correction.
Okay.
Well, if we receive it on time, can we send it in the consent agenda so we don't have to receive it?
Yes, if it's just considered a typo, then you could do that, yes.
I think so.
Okay, so would we, let's review what we have here. Dr. Pinkerton, we approved. We'll take a vote. Dr. Bean and Dr. Wolf, we need more information from. Is that, or so we need Dr. Bean to reply under a different category, and we need more information from Dr. Wolf.
So Dr. Bean, we request that, you know, he removes his application to withdraw the application by waiver and resubmit under license by credential category.
Okay, so I'd like to make a motion that we approve for licensure by waiver Dr. Sophie Pinkston and Dr. Shelby Wolf as soon as she makes corrections to her application form, if she, right? And do I hear a second to this motion?
Second. And okay. And that Dr. Bean, is that included, I believe?
I'm going to make that separate motion. Oh. That's okay.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So do I hear
second.
An ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Two ayes. Any nays? No. Now, Dr. Anthony Bean would like to make a motion to suggest that Dr. Bean withdraw his application for license by waiver and reapply under license by credential. Do I hear a second?
Second. Would that motion include giving discretion to the executive director with respect to the application fee? Heidi, how do you want to proceed with that?
Madam Chair, Ms. Galvin, great question. I'm comfortable just transferring the fee and not imposing another fee.
Okay. Okay, let's take the vote. Any ayes? Aye. Also. So two ayes. Any nays? No. So that motion is passed. Okay, on to category E, requesting approval for licensure by credential. And I take that we have Dr. Scott Grover, a graduate of Fuller Theological Seminary. He took the EPPP in September of 2013. He's licensed in California as a current license. He has the self-query form, and he has a diplomate in clinical psych. So I believe the diplomate would qualify him for licensing by credential. So I move that we accept his application. Any seconds?
Second.
Okay. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Nays? No. Okay. That motion is approved. Last group, I think we did. So number four, do we have any agenda items for the future?
We would not list Dr. Mata's review here, right? We don't need to list that. No.
Madam no, Chair, I think it'd be like a whole new topic would be.
More. Yeah, I mean, you could reiterate and confirm that staff will do that, but I think we're good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, then I'd like to make a motion to adjourn. Any seconds?
Second.
Aye. Okay, take a vote. Aye. Aye. Any nays? No. Any abstentions on that vote? Okay. So I move that we adjourn the meeting, and it's now 8:20 a.m. Any questions, concerns? Okay.
Okay.
We can say good morning. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you. Well done, committee. Thank you.
No hope for Saturday.